The borough was passed almost $25 million from the Congressional Act, and it is nearly all handed out through three grant programs. In the first, about half the money, $12 million, was designated for health providers. In the second, a much smaller amount was set aside to reimburse businesses for PPE. This personal protection equipment grant is for businesses and nonprofits that spent money on PPE for employees or patrons. It was a much smaller amount, only $1,500 to each business. But the third program is the biggest chunk, and that money is to be spread across the borough's economy through the Business Interruption Grant, or BIG. It was originally set up to give about 600 businesses $15,000 apiece, but only 200 companies applied. So in November, the borough increased the amount to $30,000, and Borough Mayor Bryce Ward says the applications came in.
We had more requests than we had funding. However, as we've been winnowing through those applications, some of them have been removed because they were not compliant. So that frees up more money, which means that we're able to do more of the grants that we have in the queue.
459 applications have been received so far, and 237 have been awarded. The borough hired a consulting firm to process the applications.
We have a third-party reviewer that looks at applications for eligibility, and then we have a review of the receipts that were submitted and the expenditures to basically bill back to make sure that folks are compliant with the CARES Act funding requirements.
141 applications are being actively processed. When that's finished, it's not likely there will be any money left over. But the Assembly is looking at an allocation to the nonprofit Explore Fairbanks, which is the main tourism and convention office in the region.
If there's anything left on the table, that we're able to make an allocation to Explore Fairbanks based on, again, eligible expenses, or we have an ability to make an additional allocation to the school district.
The Assembly meets Thursday evening at 6 p.m. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.